evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Second City for this, our special show. As you probably know, we're being recorded tonight by Mercury Records, so your laughter will be recorded for posterity. But we thought, so that we understand each other, to get off this evening's program, we have a scene here entitled The Message.
Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday, dear Emma! Happy birthday to you!
Emma, it's for you.
Underneath the arches, I dream of you. Underneath the arches, my dreams come true.
I say, Myrna?
Yes, Andrew?
What's that on your shoulder?
A Greek urn.
Oh, what's a Greek urn?
5 guineas a week.
Underneath the arches, I dream of you.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, going along with our little music hall show, we present a scene called... Great books.
Underneath the arches, I dream of you. Underneath the arches, my dreams are...
Hello, hello there.
Are you a member of this Great Books course?
Yes, I am, but what are you doing here?
Well, Mr. Crenshaw, your regular instructor, is ill, I'm afraid. I'm filling in for him. My name is Throckmorton.
Oh, that's too bad. How do you do?
How do you do?
My name is Stratford, Belden Stratford.
Oh, yeah. Won't you have a seat, Miss Stratford?
Yes, I think these chairs are arranged strangely.
Yes, well, so are we all.
Hi, Great Books.
Great Scott.
Hi, Belden. Sorry I'm late. I was working down at the agency and I don't recognize you. You're new, aren't you?
Well, not terribly. I'm 30, but...
Yeah, look it.
Mr. Crenshaw is ill, I'm afraid. I'm filling in for him. My name is Throckmorton.
I'm terribly sorry to hear that. I mean, he's ill, of course, not that you're Throckmorton. My name is Peregrine. Scott Peregrine the Third.
Take 3 seats.
Touché. Yes, Belden.
Other day.
Yes, my wife and I were looking for a primitive. My God, they're sophisticated,
yes.
You know? Hi!
Hush!
Hush! Where's your dog, Chief?
Hello,
Belden.
You look like a million.
Honey, what
you
left a price tag on your purse.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I think I'm going to return that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the season's over. Oh. Anyway, I don't think it's me, huh?
Oh, I think it's you. It's a lovely bag.
Excuse me, ma'am. I hate to be the bearer of bad tidings and all that sort of thing, but Mr. Crenshaw is ill, I'm afraid. I'm filling in for him. My name is Throckmorton. What is yours?
Dallas. Stella F. Dallas.
Stella, sweetie, where did you get that wonderful hat?
We both.
Oh, you like it?
Hi, how are you tonight?
Hi, how are you? Yes, Mommy and I both had the flu.
Oh, that's too bad.
It was rumored that you had mononucleosis.
No one in our family has ever had mononucleosis.
Oh, your mommy's not coming tonight?
No, she's at home tinting her hair blue.
Excuse me, Mr. Peregrine, is this the entire class?
Oh, well, there were a lot more in the class when we started, but War and Peace came along and wiped us out.
Oh, yes.
Big book.
Indeed, it is a
lot. I'll say, I read every other page.
Well, I trust you've all read every page of tonight's assignment from Mr. Crenshaw, Oedipus Rex by Sophocles.
Boy, I'll say, wow.
Wonderful. Perhaps we can start things off by deciding for ourselves just what it is about this great book that makes it truly great.
Well, actually, I was wondering about that.
How is that, Mr. Peregrine?
Well, it's interesting, you know.
Oh, yes.
Racy and spicy, and God knows how it gets through the post office, huh? But it's not really a book. It's a play.
Yes, but we've discovered, sir, that if you take a play and put it between covers, it becomes a book.
Oh. Wait a minute.
Yes, Miss Stratford.
Are you trying to say that anything between between covers is a book.
No, no.
No.
I'll have to remember that at the agency, Bellman. That's marvelous.
Mrs. Dallas, I wonder if you'd perhaps be good enough to get the ball rolling, as it were, by giving us your opinion of this great book?
I'd be delighted. Wonderful. I'd like to say, first of all, I believe it's a great book because it's so old.
Hear, hear.
That it's very difficult to follow, a little sickening here and there. And it has a message.
Ah, yes.
That I miss.
Well, thank you for that much.
Yes.
Miss Stratford, maybe you can add something to what Mrs. Dallas has said.
Well, it certainly will be hard to add to what Mrs. Dallas had to say.
It always is, yes.
Wonderful skull, sweetie.
Yes.
Well,
certainly a significant appraisal. Yes. Now, could we go on?
Well, I thought it was very pithy.
Pithy, yes.
And highly abstruse.
Indeed.
And everybody, I had my first catharsis.
Oh, congratulations.
Good for you.
It wasn't much. It was a small one, but that's a start.
It certainly is.
Every little thing helps.
Yes, I certainly envy you. I almost had one, but I couldn't quite bring it off somehow. I don't know. I
tried. Not enough pity and fear, Mr. Perry.
That's right, but I agree with Belden. I think it's full of pith.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of pity and fear, I wondered if the class knew that the Poetics of Aristotle, the Greek philosopher, you know, was based at least in part on Oedipus Rex. And in the Poetics, Aristotle says that the plot is the soul of a tragedy.
That's wonderful, sir. And of course, you're quite right.
Yes, I know.
I'm very happy. I'm happy that you brought that to the class's attention. I don't believe I got your name when you came in.
Khan. Genghis FX Khan.
You'll find that Khan here, by the way, does a lot of reading on the side.
Oh?
He cheats.
Hold on! Well, now, Mrs. Dallas, you'll find that's allowed. Encouraged.
Yes, but it makes it awfully difficult on the rest of us.
Well, despite the class's hostility, I would like to say that Mummy and I went to Greece last summer, where we visited Mount Kithaeron, where Oedipus was abandoned to the mercy of the elements.
With his ankles pierced, yes.
Yeah, you know, Mummy and I go everywhere together. It's not like we're two individuals. It's always Mummy and Genghis. People always say that.
Well, you and your mother must have gotten a good deal of special significance from this play.
Oh.
If, if we could go on now to a discussion of the motivations in Oedipus. I feel that a fascinating parallel could be drawn between the reactions of the chorus in the play and the public controversy stirred up not too many months ago by Professor Leo F. Koch at the University of Illinois and his views on premarital sexual relations.
Aren't
on the campus.
Straying a little bit from your subject matter, bringing that up in here?
You think just because this is the University of Chicago downtown branch, you can say anything?
After all, you're not our family doctor.
Nor our pastor.
Nor our mother, for that matter.
Don't tell me you agree with this man Koch.
I have no opinion in the matter one way or another. Yes, Mrs. Dallas.
Mr. Substitute. Are you implying that there's some parallel between Professor Koch and Oedipus?
Well, yes, but only on a moral level.
Oedipus was married.
What moral point are you trying to make this time, dear heart?
I'm not sure I understand her on that.
I'm afraid I get Mrs. Dallas's message. What she is telling us is that there was nothing premarital between Oedipus and his mother.
Oh, wow. That's very good. Good, Stella. I'll buy that. It's a good thing, too. The guy was in enough trouble, don't you think?
Yes. If we could go on now, let's try another tack. What do you think of the universality of this play? I mean, do you feel that it touches upon your lives? Or if not, then how about the lives of someone you know?
Oh, no, that's silly.
I'd like to say I don't think it touches on any one of us here individually, Genghis, but I'll tell you something. I do know some people quite...
Really?
Well, their cousins have come there. I don't know them really too
well.
Oh,
are they Greek?
No. They live on 76 in Jeffrey. You'd be interested in this now.
Miss Stratford, I don't follow you. I don't get your point.
There's this woman that lives with this mere boy.
Oh, that area's gone to the dog.
Certainly has. I used to live down at the South Shore Seafood.
Well, you're trying to fool me.